hon, it's me, Danielle. I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor, and I'm here to talk about all the ways multi-level marketing and mental health do not mix. It is important to know that this podcast is not meant to diagnose or for treatment. This podcast is based off of personal experiences and opinions, and is meant to educate and entertain. Now sit back and start healing with me on this episode of From Huns to Humans.
Hey, hon, welcome to this episode of From Huns to Humans, brought to you by ThriveMind. Whether you're at a crossroads with your career, wanting to scale your side hustle, or want to start a new business, there are places down the road to change where you might feel stuck and need the experienced help of someone who has been there. Enter ThriveMind. ThriveMind is both a boutique marketing company for your small business, and most importantly, a coach and advocate to help you get your small business off the ground effectively and sustainably. Allie Heatherly, former Avon Hun and anti-MLM advocate, is the principal of ThriveMind and has 10 years of experience in business operations and can give you the tools to reach your goals. Visit ThriveMindLLC.com today to schedule your free no-commitment call to help jumpstart your side hustle, business, or career change today. That's ThriveMindLLC.com to make the big change today. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of From Huns to Humans. I am excited today to talk to April Murphy. She's going to tell us about her long history of MLM connections. How many did you say in total that you've been associated with?
About 21.
21. Wow. That's something. So do you want to tell us a little bit about you and kind of just get started with like how like MLMs entered into your life?
Sure, of course. So hi, everyone. I am, oh gosh, where do I begin? I don't even know. So I'm obviously no longer a part of the MLM world. I am totally an anti-MLMer. I actually just discovered the anti-MLM world about a couple months ago. And it was Roberta Blevins that, you know, I was first, and I saw her on TikTok, and this is kind of embarrassing. I never really gave much thought to it, but I saw her on TikTok and I would just like scroll by and I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about, but something made me stop. And from there, I went down this rabbit hole of watching the Vice documentary on YouTube. And then it just so happened that the LuLaRoe documentary was coming out on Prime. So I watched that. And then that just kind of exploded into this. Now I'm an anti-MLMer, and I tell anybody and everybody who wants to hear about it, even if they don't, I'm all, you know, always talking about it. My wife is actually, I think she's a little embarrassed because I talk about it too much. And this rabbit hole is something that she was not expecting me to go down. And then we were talking about it today, how many MLMs I've been in. And she said, man, that's a little embarrassing. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot embarrassing, but it happens. And I think it happens to people that struggle with their mental health, even if they don't realize that they have mental health issues. Eventually, I feel like everybody finds out whether or not that they do have a mental health issue. I don't know. I just feel like MLMs they target women mostly that do struggle with mental health. You know, for example, I have ADHD, body dysmorphia, severe anxiety. And I also, you know, it's not a mental health issue, but I feel like it's connected, you know, being a victim of the toxic diet culture. Yeah. So
and I think going off of what you said, like not everyone has like diagnosable mental health concerns or whatnot or however you want to frame that. But, you know, we all have mental health and we all have periods of time where we struggle with it. And, you know, for some people, MLMs just happen to hit them in a down part of their mental health journey. And for others like me and you who have stuff that are going on all the time with our mental health, we're just the prime candidates for it.
Yeah, we're sitting ducks. And unfortunately, I'd be interested to find out if the top distributors themselves have any kind of mental health issues, or if they're just this strong personality that are, you know, like hunters and can find a prey, see it, target, boom, catch, you know, and they know what to look for. They know what posts to kind of skim through, and then they see somebody in their newsfeed and like, I bet she'll be a perfect fit for my MLM because, you know, I can get her to sign up. And even if she's not a winner, she's going to do something. But I'm curious to find out if the top distributors do have any mental health issues, concerns, or if they're just, you know, it's just this very strong personality type that, you know what, it doesn't matter, you know, that it doesn't faze them and they're out for themselves. I don't know. But
I think that it really depends. So like out of the top people that I know some people, like it's really a mixed bag. Like some people really, really struggled with mental health stuff and physical health stuff. And then other, like, I mean, so Julie Jo was in the top 2%. She was on the podcast and she talks about like her journey with depression. But then Erin Bees, I had her on the podcast and I don't think that she has like any diagnosed mental health stuff going on in her life. I mean, other than just like living in this crazy world. So, you know, like there are lots of, there's definitely a spectrum. Like, I mean, Roberta has ADHD and she did very, very well. I'm trying to think who else. It's really all over the place. It really is.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of all over the place. My journey started, unbeknownst to me, it started when I was a kid. And it's not anybody's fault. It's not my mom's or my aunt's or anybody. It's just, I was, you know, growing up, I would go, the main one that I remember is Tupperware. My mom was always invited to Tupperware parties and we would go. And of course, as a kid, I had a lot of fun because, you know, there was food and then there was a lot of women and there was kids playing around, but I was introduced to MLMs through fun. I associated them, you know, with fun. And therefore growing up, that's just all I saw it as fun. And so I went to Tupperware, Avon parties, Mary Kay, Herbalife. Herbalife is big, especially in the Hispanic population. I'm always ask myself why. I don't know why, but that was a big one. It still is a big one. I still have a lot of friends in high school that I knew in high school that are doing it and they're successful now, but I can't help but see their posts and see them and be like, how and why? Why are you still doing it? Knowing, even if they don't know, but knowing that it's not legit.
Yeah. Have you watched the documentary, Betting on Zero?
No, I haven't actually.
So that documentary specifically is about Herbalife and how it preys on the Hispanic community.
Oh my gosh. No, I need to watch it.
Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely, I found it to be a little bit harder to watch over like the Vice documentary or LuLaRich or LuLaRoe, the other LuLaRoe one, The Rise and Fall of LuLaRoe. Definitely not as like easy to watch because they talk a lot about like numbers and stuff in it, but it was very interesting.
Oh no, I definitely have to watch it because even though, you know, like I said, I was associated with 21 MLMs, I was only active in 7, but I was extremely active in 2 and Herbalife was one of them. So I'm interested to find out what's being said in the documentary. But you know, like I said, that's how I was introduced. And it's, I don't know if it was the fun aspect that got me. I know that's what it was when I was a little kid, But growing up, I was very thin, always really thin. And even though I was thin, I had body dysmorphia. The person that I saw looking back at me in the mirror did not match what everybody else saw. I always saw somebody bigger than what I really was. I mean, I was 98 pounds when I graduated high school and I was on Herbalife or I was taking Metabolife pills. So I've only recently come to realize that I've struggled with this issue from, you know, my younger years to now. Even to this day, I still struggle. And it's extremely hard, you know, not to give in to the toxic diet culture and the, I mean, how easy it is just to sign up for an MLM and say, well, I'll drink that pink drink and I'll lose a couple of pounds and then, you know, get off of it. But it's so sad that these MLMs, that's who they target. They target women like me, you know, and then to hear that Herbalife is strictly targeting the Hispanic population, you know, that just makes me a sitting duck in a field with a ton of hunters out there, you know, waiting to pounce on me. But, you know, if you look at the track record, the ones that I did sign up to sell, they were all, you know, the health and wellness, because they all promised weight loss. And I'm embarrassed by that, but it is a part of who I am. It is a part of my past and it's part of me even to this day. Cause like I said, I still struggle. It's just, it makes me so mad to know that what starts off as something so innocent turns into something that isn't. It's very negative and it impacts, you know, former, you know, Huns, even to, you know, to today. So I signed up, you know, going back to high school, I was introduced to Herbalife and Metabolife because I had aunts that were on it. And, you know, because it's deemed safe and natural, my mom was okay with me taking it. We did it together. And I had people tell me, but you're so skinny. Why are you taking these products? And I would tell them, because I need to lose just 5 pounds, you know, 10 pounds. Little did I know that I was doing more harm than good to myself, because I would lose that weight, but then I would gain it back and then some after I was off of it. And I had friends that had signed up to sell it. I don't know how they did it. Even to this day, I'm assuming they were signed under a false birthday. And then I also, you know, some of those friends that signed up in high school, they're the ones that are still selling it now. You know, we're already in our mid 30s, early 40s. And, you know, so they've been doing this a long time. And I see the promises that they make. I see the false advertising and I just get grossed out by their posts. And I can't help but think, oh my God, that used to be me. I used to be that hun that would post these cringy posts about joining me and work part-time and lose the weight. But, you know, the biggest secret behind it all was the shakes are so disgusting that I starved myself and lied. And I think, you know, that's toxic diet culture at its finest, you know.
Wait, so you weren't even drinking the shakes?
No, I started Herbalife. I signed up and started in 2011 because I had just had my son and I wanted to lose weight. It had worked before. And before, when I would go to like the little clubs that they have, they would mix it with like oatmeal and all these other things to make it good. Well, when I signed up, you know, nobody told me these secrets. So I literally just did milk in the powder. And after about 2 weeks, Gunnar just interrupted. So I literally just did the milk in the powder. And after 2 weeks of taking it, I was grossed out. I could not stomach it. So I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to not eat. I would rather just drink water. And I would eat like an adult Lunchable and that was it. So here I was posting that I was losing weight and telling people that I was like, oh my God, I'm 6 months postpartum and I'm back to a size zero. Come join me. And it's only $110 to join. And you get all of this and the shakes are amazing. And, you know, none of the pictures I posted of the shakes that I was drinking, they weren't mine. They were from, you know, other distributors that, you know, you join a Facebook group and they say, these are the posts that worked for me. And this is a picture that I posted along with it. I would just take, grab and post. So wow. Here I was. Yeah. And I've never said this out loud. So anybody listening that knows me, they're probably going to be like, you liar. You sold it to me, but I did.
No, but so like, this is so interesting because like, you know, you started it because you wanted results and you wanted the products to work for you, but then you got so wrapped up in, to just be point blank, the pyramid scheme of it all. Like, you know, yeah. You got brainwashed and you got the bug and you were like, oh my gosh, like I need to help people like join this business. So you were, you know, you thought you should, like, you thought that was the right thing to do.
I did. I thought it was the right thing to do because people wanted to see results themselves. Mm-hmm. They saw mine and they wanted it, but I wasn't going to tell them that I wasn't taking I wasn't a product of the product.
Right.
A product of an eating disorder. But I still told them, hey, this could be you. You can lose weight. I never signed anybody up to sell, but I did sell and get, you know, clients, so to speak, is what they call them, so that they could lose weight and have results as well. I would never push the product to sell it because my warm market just didn't have the finances to do it. So I just figured, well, if they can't sell it, but they do want, you know, to lose weight, then they can buy it. It didn't go very far because once people started tasting those shakes, you know, it didn't take long to realize, this isn't really good. I even had a friend of mine ask for their money back. They wanted their entire, I don't know, they bought about $200 worth of stuff and they called after a week and they were like, I can't drink this. I would rather starve than take this. So can I have my money back? And I remember calling corporate and they told me, well, you have to give them the money yourself. And I said, wait a minute. The money back guarantee is not from you. And they said, no, that I could either give them from my stock or give them the money back from my wallet. And remember, you know, I wasn't making any money because I wasn't really selling to tons of people and I didn't have anybody under me. So the money was going to be in the negative.
Yeah. And you don't even make, like, it's not like they spend $200, you get $200. They spend $200, you get like $20.
Exactly. So I was still going to be out the retail costs and then some because there was no little bonus for me or anything. It was insane. That was my experience with Herbalife. That was a complete, and at that time I didn't realize this, but that was complete. It was all, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It was just a complete shit show from the beginning to the end. And I didn't want to say that, but that's what it was. And every time I see somebody pushing it, because now they make donuts and waffles and all these other things. And I'm thinking, if it's so good, if your shake is so good, why do you have to disguise it as a donut? Why do you have to disguise it as a waffle? Why do you have to add stuff to it in order to sell it? I mean, who wants diarrhea 24/7? When you're drinking a shake, or who wants to be grossed out and gagging while they're drinking it? I mean, come on. There's just no way. I don't even know how they're still in business. Honestly, I don't. But so that was my experience with Herbalife. And I'm really sorry. It was kind of gross. And like I said, the ones that I signed up were all health and wellness. So like I did Advocare. I also did Zesia, Oh, Lord, have you ever heard about Zesia? They have this cleanse that, and this is all I'm going to say about this company, gives you explosive diarrhea. Yeah. And I was told, if you're going to do the cleanse, do it at night and do it at home because you're going to need to be by the bathroom. And they were not kidding. I had stomach cramps. And then after that, it was horrible. I only did that product for about a month. And I was like, I can't.
Oh my God. So when I sold Plexus, I used to tell people similar things. I would tell them, oh, like, you know, when you're starting new supplements, like your body's not used to it. So like start it on a day that you're not going to work because like, you don't know how your body's going to react to, you know, putting new things in your body. And like, you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. So that's funny that you mentioned that because so the one MLM that I actually claim to be like the MLM that I was under, every new product that came out or every new supplement, I always had that warning. You always had to say that. And so I was with It Works and I joined in 2015, a coworker of mine, who's actually a really good friend of mine to this day, came to me and was like, you know, the company that I work for is all natural and it's a health and wellness company and they have weight loss products and we have something called that crazy wrap thing and you can lose weight and you can get, you know, all the vitamins and nutrients that your body needs and, you know, your body is craving it. And so here I am, you know, this duck again, because at this point I had already had my second son and still couldn't, you know, I had gained almost 80 pounds with him and I breastfed for 13 months. So I was carrying a lot of weight and baby fat. And so I needed to lose weight. She had just had a baby. So that was her into the company. And then that's how I got in again to lose weight. So, you know, it's like, it got me again at my most, you know, critical moment in my life where every mom wants to lose weight. Every new mom wants to lose weight. They don't want that body fat or baby fat. So here I go. I put all my eggs in this basket and I've already been at this point in time, I've been teaching for like 4 years, 5 years. So I had already gotten in my head, like, you know, I have two small kids. I want to stay at home. Well, this coworker was like, I know so many people that are stay-at-home moms because of this company that's going to be me. And I was like, okay, well, if that's going to be you, I mean, it can be me too. I don't want to teach anymore. I want to stay at home. And of course it was the part-time work, full-time pay for part-time work BS that they say, which is not. I spent more time on my phone at home than I even did at, you know, teaching. When, you know, the 8 hours that I was teaching, it was way better than being on my phone for almost 20 hours a day, looking for posts, you know, scheduling posts and responding to people and calling people back. I mean, I think my anxiety got worse with every rank that I tried to achieve because I wanted to hit the first rank. And then once I hit it, it was, well, you got to maintain it. So then I was a nervous wreck trying to figure out how to maintain it. And then, you know, you hit Ruby and then you go to Emerald. The highest I went to was Emerald. And I stopped I stopped because my mom passed away and my depression got really bad and I couldn't do it. But before we go into that, hitting those ranks gives you so much anxiety that it's almost impossible to not come out of it without being diagnosed with having anxiety.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought this up because it's something that we've kind of touched on in a lot of episodes where we talk about, like, you know, every month you have to start back at zero and the feelings that you get, like, you know, you end the month at this high because like you hit some goal, right? You know, even if you don't hit like the goal that you were trying to hit, they still are trying to be like, well, you did it. You still did it. Like you pushed so hard, like good. Like, you know what? Next month you're going to get it. Like next month, yeah. You just need a little bit more. Like you are so close. You just need a couple more people and then you're going to get it next month. Like you're so close.
Oh yeah. Remember all of those words. I'm so glad that you said the emotions that you get the next day. So the last night that I, well, let me rewind a little. When my friend approached me to join It Works, I remember telling her, I don't know anybody that's going to want to buy it. I don't know anybody that's going to want to use it. So I'll just be a customer. And then she gets me with, well, you know, each wrap is $25. But for that money, you can get your own business in a box and it comes with wraps. So you can use the wraps or you can sell them and then make your money back. So of course, when somebody tells you that, you're like, okay, done. I'm sold. I'll do it. So I sign up and then I did even before I signed up, I did like a tester post, which is what they told me to do. Her upline and then her upline's upline said, tell her to post this. And if she gets any reaction, you know, that's just going to show her how well she can do. Oh, I posted some before and after wrap pictures. Well, nobody that I knew, you know, nobody on my Facebook had ever heard of It Works. So of course I had like 500 likes, so many comments. So that was their like, you see, you're going to be successful. You need to do this. So my stupid ass was like, okay, here's my $100. I'm going to sign up. So I sign up, I get it all in the mail. I'm doing great the first month. And then it's the last night of the month. My upline calls me and she tells me, okay, if you sell or buy $250 more, you're going to hit Ruby. And I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean if I buy? And this is where I get introduced to, what is it called? Yes, buying your rank. And I said, no. You don't understand. I'm not going to buy anything for a rank. I'm not. And I stuck to my conviction that said, I'm not going to buy it. And she said, well, if you hit Ruby, I hit Emerald. So-and-so hits this one and so-and-so hits that one. And I said, well, you know what? You can tell whoever's going to hit Triple Diamond that they can buy my Ruby rank and I'll be fine with it. They can buy my product. I don't care. They can put their cat under me. I don't care. And that was the first night that I was introduced to buying your rank and also the fake people, you know, the cats underneath whoever in order, like moving legs around and all that stuff. And it was, I just remember sweating because I kept getting texts and phone calls saying, okay, we just need $50 more, $25 more. And I kept saying, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put any money into this. I told you that from the beginning. And then I remember it was like 11:58. She calls and she's like, oh my God, you hit Ruby. How do you feel? And I was like, I feel great. How am I supposed to feel? Like, I didn't get it, you know, and I was like kind of excited because I knew it was, I want to say $500 extra. I really don't remember anymore at this point. But I wasn't really proud because I hadn't done it myself. And I felt really grossed out knowing that I had these women above me telling me to buy products, put them underneath a fake name or get a deceased aunt and put it under her name. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. You know?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a very, very aggressive. And also it's really interesting because they really didn't like take the time to groom you into doing that. You know, like they really went for it.
They went for it. I think because I was the only leg that was close to getting that rank. And I'm not sure if it was like, well, at this moment, we don't care. Just tell her what to do. But you're right. There was no, I wasn't groomed. I wasn't, you know, slowly tiptoed into the water, nothing. It was like, bam. And after that, those rose colored glasses were gone. I no longer saw the company as a legit company, as a legit business, as a legit way to make money and to help other people. It was never about that. And I was so disgusted. It was never about it. It was always about the upline hitting that rank so they could make their money.
Absolutely. And you know, There are some households that you can only have one like ambassador per house, but you should really only be able to have one customer per household too.
Oh yes, I agree.
I mean, obviously you could get around that by being like, oh, like, mom, I'm sending a package to your house. Like, don't worry about it. But, and like, you know, people will do that. But I feel like that would be a really great implant into the rules to make this like ghost account thing not happen as often.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine how much backlash they would get if companies were like, I'm sorry, you can only have one active account, one customer per household. I mean, these women, I think, would fall out of their chairs if they actually had to work.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that they're not working. It's that, you know, you're taught to like, you're seeking that dopamine fix of ranking and of moving forward. And you don't realize that the money you're putting in is not the money you're getting out. So you know, put in $100, you're getting back like 10.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's funny you said the dopamine rush. I keep trying to search myself and ask myself if I ever had that. And because I would not budge and spend, you know, my money, I never had that. I never got that rush. I will tell you that my dopamine rush came from the results. Because in the beginning, I took the products faithfully. And I just remember submitting before and after photos to my team. And I could never see, I'm gonna be really blunt. I never saw any fucking results ever. Those fucking wraps don't work. It's a waste of fucking money. It's like Bengay and Saran wrap. I mean, it's nothing. But I remember submitting results and I had all these text messages of these women telling me, oh my God, do you see that right there? And they would circle the picture right there. There's a difference right there. And I'm like, I was probably standing a smidge different, you know, but at that time I didn't think of it like that. I was like, yes, I see it. Oh my God, I do see that there's a bigger thigh gap because I would wrap my thighs because I have thick thighs. And, you know, my belly, it was like, oh my gosh, do you see how much perkier your belly button is? And I was a dumbass. I was like, yes, oh my God, I do. And it was just fake. It was them keeping those rose-colored glasses on me and feeding me that, you know, dopamine rush so that I could, you know, continue to buy into it and then turn around and sell it. Of course, I didn't see any of this until after I got out. And like I said, I got out because my mother passed away. And if she hadn't, I can probably tell you that it would have taken me a lot longer to see all of these things that I see now.
And, you know, I feel like that's very, very common, is that some sort of tragedy happens, either like somebody gets sick, somebody passes away, something happens that makes people take a break. For me, it was studying for school and taking my licensure test. And then I was trying to like set up my private practice, like, and it forced me to take breaks. And when I did that, I was just like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to put all this work into this. It's too much. But I wanted to backpedal to when you were saying that the wraps are essentially Bengay and Saran wrap, because that actually reminds me. So my husband is in the fitness community, and he said that he heard a personal trainer who happened to not be white. I don't want to totally out his ethnicity, but you know, he's not white. And I'm not saying that to be racist, but targeting the Hispanic community. Huh? So I guess So targeting the Hispanic community, he was saying to put Vicks Vapor Rub on your abs and that will help you burn fat. And I really wonder if that thought is tied to the same thoughts that are behind It Works Wraps.
You know, it probably is. It's probably, you know, the poor man's rap, honestly. Yep. There's dupes, legit dupes for everything that some MLMs sell. But I think, you know, for the dupes, that don't exist because those products don't work, you have to come up with something else. Like I remember putting their stupid lip and eye cream because, you know, I have baggy eyes and it never worked. But, you know, like you could put Preparation H supposedly and it does the same thing. Their fat burning pill. I mean, I would take it and my friend would be like, do you feel it? And I'm like, what am I supposed to feel? But yes, I feel it. I totally feel it burning the fat. And I was so dumb. Like I didn't feel anything. It was all a facade. It was that dopamine rush that was like making me say these stupid things, even when I didn't feel it.
I think that's so interesting. And I really wonder what like the science is behind like, what's it called?
Like a placebo effect?
Placebo effects. I wonder what the science is behind placebo effects and what the correlation is to like, dopamine. Because like you want these things to work so badly that you wish it true.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, you just said something that, yes, you want it so badly that you wish it true. And that brings me to my next point where, so I got out because my mom passed away. I was so depressed. It took a lot of work. There's been a lot of therapy and doctor's appointments to get me to where I am today. But there was a point in time where I was in bed 24/7 because, you know, I just lost my mom. And so I quit the business completely. And then a couple months later, I tried to return to It Works because my friend was like, it'll be good for you. You were so good at it. You know, you can make extra money because I quit teaching and I was at home. I was on disability. And at this point she's my wife now, but my girlfriend at the time. And, you know, I even told her I'm going to go back to It Works and just make some money from home. And she's very supportive. Didn't believe it. Told me from the beginning, like, no, you don't need to, but I didn't listen. I said, I'm going to go back. Well, when I went back, it was like the whole, the secret was blowing up and I was told you need to watch it. So of course I watch it. And then it was like, you got to wish all these things into your life. You want to be that triple diamond, presidential diamond. You got to throw it out there. And it was like, that's all that they talked about. So there was like a switch when I got back. And then it went from, you know, making money, the like conning people in order to make money. And then it switched to like this cult, like, no, it switched into being a fucking cult. And I remember at this point, I went to my first conference or convention. I don't know, the smaller, I guess it's a convention. It was like an hour away. I took the day off with my friend and we went. I was sitting there and then, you know, the owner, CEO started talking about God. And I was like, wait a minute. Whoa, what is going on here? And I even told my friend, like, what is going on? Like, I didn't sign up to go to church. I thought I was going to learn about new products and a way to make more money because, you know, these people that are walking the stage are doing it. So, you know, whoa, what is going on? And that was when I really started to sit back and open my eyes and realize this is something so different than what I thought it was. And then it took me a while to realize, well, it's always been a cult. It just, you know, what is it? Like a wolf likes to dress in sheep's clothing. Well, it likes to change its clothing every now and then. You know, at first it was, you know, conning people out of their money. And now it was sucking me into living, thinking and breathing like they did. And I was not okay with that. I might have been at a low point in my life, but I was still somewhat in my right mind of thinking to know that that was wrong. After that, I couldn't do it. It was so different. It's like when you eat, you know how you eat your favorite food all the time and then you go to that restaurant again and it just leaves you with a bad feeling. You don't want to touch it ever again. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it was the worst feeling, but let me tell you, fool me once, you know, what is it? Fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, or shame on you, then shame on me. Well, no, apparently it didn't work because I still went to other MLMs. You know, after it works, I still try to find or fill that void with something else. And I went from, I left the health and wellness MLMs, and then I went to Unique Makeup, and then I went to Paparazzi. So I was just replacing one bad for another bad. And it's all because if, you know, I have the years written down, something happened in those years that they were able to hook, line, and sinker me, because I was at either a low point in my life or at a transition in my life that I was gullible and I was an easy target. I'm still really good friends with the upline that I had for Paparazzi, but you know what's funny is I don't agree with what she's doing. And I think it's really sad that I can't go to her and have a conversation about the anti-MLM community, because I know that I'll be met with a ton of resistance.
Yeah, and it's so hard. It really stinks because, you know, we as the anti-MLM community have nothing to gain from telling people this stuff, and they do not see that at all. And like, you know, I was there. I was a bitter consultant that thought that like we were all haters and didn't understand and didn't think that like anything of it. I just would always say they just don't get it. They just don't get it.
But no, I completely, it's like you say that on both sides. When you're in the MLM, you're like, they just don't get it. They're haters. And then when you're in the anti-MLM, they really, you know, the Huns don't get it, and they're not, they're just blind, and they have rose colored glasses on that for some reason are just, they just won't budge yet. Hopefully they will soon. I mean, the sooner that these companies are taken down, I think that everybody will be much better. You know, what's really sad, it's sad and it's funny, but funny in a different way. My sister came over the other day and was like, oh, I was just at this meeting and I'm going to sign up to sell insurance. And, you know, but when you have time, I want you to sit and watch this Zoom because I need to show it to four people. And if I get four people, I don't even know what she's going to get. But I was like, you know, she left the house because she was just in and out. She came to pick up something and left. And I was like, oh my God, that's so weird. Well, then we went to her house to drop something off. And she's like, so do you have time to sit in for a Zoom? And I was like, yeah, sure, I guess I'll do it for you. And then I was like, you're an MLM, aren't you? And then my wife was like, oh God, don't get her started. And I'm like, no, you're an MLM. And I was telling my brother-in-law, like, no, this is a scam. This is a scam. You know, it's a pyramid scheme. And he sat there and was like, you know, yes, it's a pyramid scheme, but we're different because we have a product. And I said, so your product of life insurance is still not any better than anything else. You know, and here we are. Like, I felt really bad, but my wife and I sat there just to support them, knowing we weren't going to sign up. We weren't going to do anything. And I gave my 2 cents. I told them what I thought about them. I told them that they needed to stop. But they're still going to do it.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so hard.
It is. It is so difficult because I don't know what's more difficult, knowing that they're wasting money, hard-earned money, that during these times, nobody has $200 to just throw around and not get back.
No.
I don't know if...
for gas.
Exactly. I don't know if it's harder watching them do that or seeing them be so excited, knowing that there's no pot of gold at the end of that rainbow.
Yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard because, you know, we all like know of the person that has the car and that's made it. And you're there's a girl that I went to high school with that has the car, and I'm like, oh my God, like she did it.
You know, but it's like, how did she do it? What did she have to lose? How much time of her family's time does she have to lose? How much money has she lost? There's another show. It's on Prime and it's with Kirsten Dunst. What is it called? It's I think it's like supposed to mimic Amway. And
oh, is it Becoming a God in Central Florida?
Yes. And everything, I mean, it's right there. Everything that these people have had to lose in order to reach the levels that they are trying to reach. And it's still not, it's not real. You know, that money is not, they're spending twice as much as what they're getting back. I don't know. It is, it's just heartbreaking. One day, hopefully one day that there won't be any more MLM companies to trick people into joining. Another thing, and I don't know if you struggle with this, and I don't know how long it's been since you've been out, but the last one that I got out of was in 2019. I still struggle with, there's like a little voice in the back of my mind, you know, like right now I'm trying to lose weight and it'll tell me, oh, but if you just do plexus, it'll be really easy.
I struggle with this all of the time, all of the time. I just got out this past summer. So less than a year ago. And I tell people all the time, if I did not find anti-MLM, I would be doing Optavia right now.
Yeah, I don't even.
Even though I know how bad it is, I still struggle with thoughts of, well, if I just did Optavia, I would lose all this weight. Like knowing that people are getting severe health conditions from it, knowing that people are eating less than 1,200 calories, knowing all of that, knowing that they have a stick of gum for a snack. I'm like, well, it's a plan. I could stick to it.
Yes. And so it is so easy to go back to that. Even, you know, after having said everything that I've said and talking to you and listening to your podcast and other podcasts, I just want to know, what is it? What is it that makes us still struggle with it? And it's so easy to go back to that. Because you know, so
it's a pretty package. That, like, the pretty package, first of all, is huge because it like makes us think like, oh, like how could something in such pretty packaging be so bad for you? You know what I mean? Like they have it all wrapped up in this nice little like set that you're going to get. And it's like, okay, well, I just buy this set and I'm going to stick to it. And because I'm paying for it, I'm going to stick to it. Where, you know, we don't have that same mindset about like, hey, if I go and buy this fruits and vegetables and protein from the grocery store and I meal prep or, you know, plan out my meals for the week. Maybe it's not meal prepping. You're just like, okay, like I'm going to have chicken this day and I'm going to have turkey burgers the next day and whatever. Like, you know, we can't do the same thing with that, even though we're still spending the money at home.
Very true. It's insane. And I'm really glad to know that I'm not the only one. And I was a little, I didn't want to mention it because I didn't want to embarrass myself. And I didn't want people to think like, oh, she's so dumb. Here she is, you know, saying everything she said, you know.
No, I think that all the time. And it's because our society promotes being skinny as being healthy. And that's not true. It's absolutely not true. There is absolutely no body size that dictates how healthy we are. And in fact, people who are skinny have like skinny have way more health problems than people that are thicker. So, you know, it's just not, it's such a problem. And, you know, it's something that we've all battle all of the time. You are definitely not alone. I would be willing to bet I'm going to get at least 10 messages after this episodes get posted and say, I feel the same exact way. Even though I'm anti-MLM, I think about doing XYZ diet all of the time.
It is. And I'm interested to find out how many people do still think like that, just because it's, I think this is why, aside from a lot of other reasons, but this is why these companies will never go out unless something is done legally, because there's a ton of people like you and me that, you know, haven't stuck to their guns and said, no, I'm anti-MLM and I'm not going to do it, that are always going to be kind of iffy and be like, okay, well, just one more time. Let me just do one more. You know, I heard an episode the other day, and I don't know, it might have been Octavia. I don't know if it was that one or no, I don't remember which one it was. And I was like, let me look into that one. And I had to stop myself. I had to stop myself because it's not going to be the end all be all. No. And I have to stick to my convictions. I know that it's bad every which way that I look at it, not just for my health, but for my family, for myself. It's not okay. And I also want, I mean, I don't know if you have done this since you've gotten out, but you know, when I stopped joining MLMs to sell, I want to say it's like an addiction to an MLM. I had to support one. Does that make sense?
I do get it. When I left MLM, I left MLM because I found anti-MLM. Like I was disenchanted, and then somebody was like, oh, well, my friend Emma, who was on the Plexi Dexi episodes, she was like, oh, like, do you know about like life after MLM and like all these things? And I was like, no. And then I found out, and then I was like, oh my God. And I'm very like, I hyper-focused on this, like my ADHD was like, oh, okay, this is great. I'm just gonna, so I replaced everything MLM with anti-MLM. That was what, like, instead of daily enrichment or whatever, I would do daily enrichment with my MLM, anti-MLM stuff.
Oh, I got it. No, I, and see, that's kind of, I haven't, you know, supported one in quite a bit, but you know, when I did realize that my way of thinking about not wanting to be in an MLM was anti-MLM. Like I said, when I found Roberta's TikToks, and it was just kind of like this rabbit hole that I would just immerse myself in it. And I, you know, I hyper-focused on it too. For a while, that's all that I would watch. And I would like look for it on YouTube, look for it on the internet. And I would write stuff down. And then, so like slowly, I'm not as hyper-focused on it, but I'm still in it. And I'm in it because I don't ever want to lose sight of it. I don't ever want to go back to how I was. And I don't want to give in to those, well, if I just sign up and buy this product, I can lose this much weight or, you know, whatever it is.
I'm pretty sure I've literally said this on this podcast before. If I part of me continues to be an anti-MLM educator and advocate because I am terrified that if I stopped, if I left the community and just was like, they don't need me. Like I've been very overwhelmed the last month or so with just a lot of stuff going on. I've thought about like, you know, taking a step back and da 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 da. And I was like, if I leave, I'm going to join Octavia. I know it. I know that I would just be like, okay, this is it. I can just take a step back and join another MLM. I'm terrified that that would happen.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I always prided myself in saying, I don't have an addictive personality because I don't, you know, smoke cigarettes and I don't drink alcohol. I don't, but I was listening to an anti-MLM podcast one day and then it hit me and I was like, but I'm addicted to the thought and those false promises that they are spitting out, that I technically do have an addiction, and it is like the dumbest addiction, but it's a real one.
It's not dumb. It's not dumb. You're addicted to the dopamine hits. It's real.
It is. It is real. And like I said, I might not have gotten it by signing somebody up or hitting that rank. It's the dopamine effect that hits me to the core of the mental health issues that I struggle with. You know, the body dysmorphia, the anxiety, and the ADHD, all of those things, that's where I get my fix. You know, whenever I lost so many pounds, I didn't do it with those products, but however, I did lose it. So, but I kind of still was like, nope, it's because of those products that I lost the weight, and therefore I'm going to do it again.
So it sounds like to me that, like, you know, the products were like a cover up for your eating disorder.
Or yeah.
Disordered eating.
Yes.
Because I don't diagnose you. but, you know, so your products were there to be like, oh, look at, I'm doing this in a quote unquote healthy way. Like, look at me. It's totally fine. And you're getting all of that praise. And this is why the mental health community very much discourages people from commenting on body weight loss, because we don't know how people are actually doing it. Like, you don't know what people are doing when they go home. Like, you don't know if they're sick. You don't know if they're starving themselves. You don't know if they're, you know, being withheld food. You have no idea what people are doing at home to lose that weight. And, you know, maybe some people are losing it in healthy ways and like, you know, very sustainably and, you know, working with nutritionists and dietitians and personal trainers and, you know, people that know what they're doing. But some people are not, and a majority of us are not.
Oh, no, we're definitely not. And, you know, the time, money, and effort that it takes to cover it up with an MLM, we could be spending the same amount or less doing it the right way, mm-hmm. going to the gym, and like you said, talking to a nutritionist, a dietitian. But it's just so much easier to do it the pretty packaged way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets you every time.
I know it kills me. Okay. It particularly kills me because, like, I see, like, my fiance who is we're married now. My husband, who is a wonderful trainer. And, you know, I see him like ready to help people, excited to help people. And then I see people who are spending 3 or 4 times the cost a month on eating sticks of gum as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You could be doing this so much cheaper and so much more healthy, and like, you don't need this. It just kills me.
Funny you mentioned that, you know, you see him because he's in the fitness. I graduated with a degree in health from Texas A&M University. Took nutrition class, took health classes. I know the right way. And I still got trapped. And what's interesting or funny is I was in my health classes and I was taking Herbalife products, doing the cleanse pills, I think it's like a 21 day cleanse. The carb ease that they had, I think that's Advocare, but I did those, like I would buy them, and I was in class, you learning all the right ways to lose weight, stay healthy.
No.
it's so sad. It's so sad.
It is. And you know, it just goes to show that it's not about the products. It's not about what they're doing. It's about how they're brainwashing us. And it's about like this cult mindset. Like, you know, even though you weren't like really bought in by like the ranking and stuff like that, you were still getting all of those dopamine hits and the love bombing and everything for how well you were doing, quote unquote, on the products.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it was. And it's that, you know, the same effect that you get when you see somebody else lose weight and they're on the products and you still, for some reason or another, you get that dopamine effect. Like, well, that's the company that I work for. You know, that's my MLM. Mm-hmm. I did that, even though it's not, you know, because like you said, you don't know how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about seeing all those before and after pictures that really kind of just kept, you know, sealing the coffin, like for me to keep going back and trying products.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, lying to people when they would ask, well, how are you losing weight? Oh, well, it's because I'm taking these pills from It Works and I'm doing this and I'm the wraps. You got to buy the wraps. Like, and it is so sad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so, so sad. All right. Do you have any more to your story that you want to tell before I ask you my final question?
No, I think that's all.
You did so good.
Thank you. So easy to talk to. I was so nervous at first. It's like, it's a conversation and it was so easy. And it's so easy when you tell a story that is your story.
Yeah, and absolutely.
I really hope that it helps other people. I really hope that other people listen to it and are not embarrassed by the chapter that they were in when they were in an MLM or where they're at now.
And you know what else I think is really interesting that I actually just thought of while you were saying that is like, think about the lives and stuff that you would do when you were in an MLM and how nervous you would get to talk about quote unquote your story during like any sort of like video thing that you had to do for your MLM. I don't know if you had to do that or not, but I did. And I would always get nervous and I'd always get tripped up on my words because it wasn't genuine. Because that's, you have to say the right thing.
Oh my gosh. I remember before you get to your last question, I remember faking a cry for my why, because it wasn't about that, you know, and I couldn't tell them it's because I want to lose weight and be so scared. No, I had to pretend it was, I don't know what reason I gave them, but I remember like crying like really, really hard. Trying and I didn't cry, but I was like choked up.
Yeah,
but I had to make it.
That's so funny because my last question is, as always, what is your anti-MLM why? It doesn't have to make you cry though.
Yay. It's saving people. I guess my anti-MLM why is just saving people from the heartache at the end. And it's not really so much the heartache, but the false, like, you know, the false promises, not being able to attain that goal, because we already know it's designed for everyone to fail, no matter what it is, if it's the weight loss or the ranking or whatever. So I guess my why is it's just preventing people from that loss. That let down.
Yeah.
You know, like my sister, I don't want her to feel it, but if she doesn't listen to me, she's going to.
Yeah.
So
that was awesome. And I am so glad that you came on. I forgot to ask you beforehand, so feel free to say no to this. Do you want to share your like Instagram handle for people to reach out to you, or are you all set?
Oh no, we can definitely share it.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know it off the top of my head. Is that sad?
I think I have our chat right here. Okay, it's abnormally_talkative, and that will be in the show notes.
Yes, because I am very talkative and I'm abnormally talkative, so that's exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so, so, so much for coming on and sharing your story. I feel like we had a really awesome conversation today and I'm really excited for people to hear it and to get all of these awesome messages that we were talking about.
No, well, thank you so much for having me. And yes, I felt like it was a really, really good conversation.
All right, everyone. If you like this episode, make sure that you screenshot a picture of the podcast, post it on all of your social media and let people know that they need to listen to it. And also don't forget to rate the podcast with 5 stars on Spotify or Apple. I really appreciate it. And it does really help to boost the podcast so that other people can find it in the future when they're looking for anti-MLM content and to know that they're not alone. So thank you for everyone that has been doing that. All right. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye.